Hare Krishna. Krishna is close to us, but we are far away from him. When we try to develop a relationship with Krishna, when we practice bhakti yoga, we may think that, oh, Krishna is far away, he's in the spiritual world, and I am so far away from him. When will I come to him? When will I attain him? Will I ever attain him? At such times, if we get doubts and if these doubts start de-energizing us, we can meditate on the fact that Krishna is not just far away. Krishna is very close to us. He's in our own hearts. He says in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham hridisannivishto, that he is present in the hearts of all living beings. In fact, as Krishna is present inside us in our hearts, he's actually closer than the closest person can ever be to us. Even if the person embraces us tightly, that person cannot be as close to us as Krishna can be. And Krishna is, we use the word closeness not just in terms of physical closeness, we also use it in terms of emotional closeness. We say, that person is close to me. That means, you know, we like each other, we think similarly, and we are in that sense close to each other. We confide with each other. So in that sense of emotional closeness also, Krishna is close to us because he cares for us more than anyone else can ever. He is our ever well-wisher. Surudam sarva bhutanam, the Bhagavad Gita 5.29 says. So at the same time, while Krishna is close to us, we are far away from him. We are far away from him means that our consciousness is turned away from him. Rather than looking at Krishna, we are looking at the world and we are thinking that in this world, by getting its objects, we will get pleasure. And this causes our emotional farness from Krishna. And the process of bhakti is not so much a process of physical relocation, of literal relocation. Growth in bhakti is not just about going from the material world to the spiritual world. Rather, the growth in bhakti is actually the process of turning our consciousness, presently it is away from Krishna, and turning that consciousness towards Krishna. So when we remember, if we start feeling discouraged while practicing bhakti, thinking that Krishna is far away, at that time we can remember that Krishna is close to me, and even at this very moment, I have the opportunity to turn towards Krishna. So that turning towards Krishna can be literally in physical terms. We can look at a picture of picture of Krishna and take darshan of Krishna. We can chant his holy names and turn our attention towards Krishna. We can study his scriptures and turn towards Krishna. And in all these ways, when we turn our eyes, turn our heart towards Krishna, gradually we will start moving closer and closer to him. And the closer we come to him, the more we realize his eternal proximity. And then we realize that Krishna had never gone far away from us. Krishna was always there with us. And then as we gain this realization more and more, then even in life, no matter what reversals come, what difficulties come, the knowledge of Krishna's closeness will give us the firmness, the strength to go through life with confidence. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 18.58, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. As we become conscious of Krishna by his grace, we pass over all obstacles and we move forward towards success in life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.